Not one single military officer believed that Iraq had anything to do with the war on terrorism. And yet President Bush is determined to continue this war, irregardless of his military's own concerns.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, host Mark Scalia. Hey guys, it's been madness here in Salem in October. You can kind of hear it in my voice a little bit. I'm a little hoarse. I'm a pony. I'm a little hoarse. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of three ways through my website, markscalia.com. And you're going to want to check out that site more and more because the holidays come up and I'm playing Scrooge and I got a lot of shows booked and New Year's Eve and all kinds of stuff. And I know it's kind of early to think about it, but definitely check out more of that website. If you want to be more participant of the show, you can click that speaker box that you're listening to and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr. MIXLR.com, and then you can sign on using a Facebook address. And I'm also broadcasting live through Facebook just for the little while. I got a problem with my computer, so here we go. Oh, look at that. There I am. Hi, everybody. I forgot I had the little... I get that screen thing, you know, because somebody goes, oh, watch out, there's people can access your camera. So I figured I'd do that. So, but we got a bunch of people on Facebook kind of hanging out for a little bit, so just saying hi to you guys. And the third way you can listen is if you cannot listen live, because that's who we broadcast, you can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show available through iTunes. I'm going to start the show. It's been a couple weeks, so I'm a little out of practice. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to start the show the way that I always start the show, with the happening now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When? Just now. When will then be now?
Soon.
And because we had last week off, and I posted something on Facebook that I really wanted to do a show, but the problem was I did a I'm on the trolleys. I'm one of the tour guides on the trolleys. So it's a long shift and I'm talking for 4 hours continuously. And I really love the job, but then after that I do the Ghost and Legend show where my character is Jack the Gravedigger, and I had to do two shows, so I talked for another 2 hours. So I was burnt. I was completely burnt. And I really wanted to do a show because I know it's Halloween and there's so many things going on. So let's just catch up. First of all, I don't know if you know this, but there was a big lottery thing. I didn't hit it. But everybody's putting in, oh, it's $1 billion. What would you do with $1 billion? And the answer is clearly, I don't fucking know. I mean, it's clearly... Who knows what they're going to do with $1 billion? They're like, well, you'd be so overwhelmed by $1 billion. People would be overwhelmed with $1 million. I mean, I'm sure they'd spend it fairly quickly, but $1 billion? And there's like on the Facebook, what would you buy? What would you do? Who wants something? And I'm like, first of all, if you had $1 billion, you first thing you do is get a lawyer. And then you get a financial planner. And then you get another financial planner. And you start diversifying like a major company. That's what you would do. But what I would do is here's my thing. I love watching Netflix, and the new season of Daredevil just came out, and I'm like one episode away from finishing the whole season. And it's really good. It's a really good season. And I just found out that they canceled Power Man, which is essentially Luke Cage, and Iron Fist, which is Danny Rand. And because I'm a big Marvel guy anyway, and they're canceling the two shows. Now, I'll be honest with it. The shows were okay. They weren't great, but I liked them because It was powerful. It was good. It was a lot of fun. And literally the best episode was when Danny Rand from Iron Fist did a two episode guest spot, and they basically did the Heroes for Hire, which was really cool. It was very cool to watch. And that was like the highest rated episode, but it's just it's not great. I mean, Marvel's great. It really is, but you know, you can't make fourth or fifth rung characters unbelievable. It won't work. And, you know, the Defenders was decent, but it's, and they got to do a third season of Jessica Jones and blah, blah, blah. But the smart thing would be to do a Heroes for Hire and just have Luke Cage and Danny Rand as Iron Fist, just have him in there and just do that, Heroes for Hire thing. That would be cool. That's what I would do with my $1 billion. Oh, and by the way, the Red Sox, I don't know if you knew this, the Red Sox in the World Series, game two is tonight, and they're playing right now. And the last, I think it was 1-0 Hill. Hold on, let me look. Believe it or not, I'm very superstitious when it comes to sports. My thing is, if they're winning, I'll watch it. But if they're not winning, or if I think they're losing, I won't watch it. Let's see. It's 1-0 Boston so far in the third. So they're doing all right. But I'm very excited about that. I mean, they've had a great year, and it would really be great if they could just, take it. And the other thing is, hopefully, they can cap it in the next 4 goddamn days, because apparently if it goes 7 games, it'll be on Halloween. Not in Salem. And because I've been doing so many shows, last night there was a huge thunderstorm in Salem, and I did a show, the Ghosts and Legends Trolley, and the lightning and the thunder was in the show, and I swear, it capped off on every single crescendo. It was literally like nature was my sound team and my lighting team. It was just fantastic. But tonight, I did two shows tonight, and I'm still doing this show. We had thin crowds, thin people. I think there was only 14 on the first show, and they were good. They were fun. And I try to have fun in the trolley no matter what. But the second one, a couple came on. It was a same-sex couple, and that doesn't – I don't know how much it bears on the story. But – it was a couple, and they were fighting as they came on. And I was, if you guys really know me, I'm very empathetic to real suffering or problems. And I see this, and I'm trying to go, okay, look, I really want to address it because I'd like it to be fixed. But I'd like it to be fixed for them and for me. And I didn't want it to get worse on the rest of the trolley. So I didn't really address it, but I didn't really ignore it. I kind of just talked to them like they were patrons, but I was very observant of what was going on, so I kind of gave them room. But it reminded me that, how bad we can treat each other sometimes. And just for a moment, I was like, I'm just trying to make things happy. I'm just trying to have some fun. I'm just trying to get a little, everybody getting along and everything. And just for that one moment, I literally go, can't we all just take a minute, see each other as people, and stop fucking hurting each other? Seriously, just give it a minute. And there's so many other ways you can torture somebody in a bunch of different ways, not even directly. If you want. I'm sorry. My voice is starting to go really bad. And I started drinking some Fire from the Tree cider. Their new cider, and I got to promote them because they're great, is Heritage Blend. It's a mix of apples and pears. And I love pears. I love pear. I love pear wine, pear brandy. Now I can drink pear cider. So what else is going on? So tickets are still on sale for the Christmas Carol and Trolley. And of course, I play Scrooge. Go to my website, markslea.com. And check out my calendar. So before you buy the tickets, you can find out what shows I'm on so that you make sure that I'm your Scrooge. Because we do have a second Scrooge who does a lot of the shows. And he's very good. And I'd love to have you come to my shows and come to all the shows. And I don't get paid any more or any less. But I want you guys to have a good. And people have been doing it for years. Also, the 2019 Salem Comedy and Spirits Festival. That's a little on hold right now because I've got another venue I'm working on, and it's October in Salem, so I can't talk to anybody. But I've got a lot of submissions already from comics all over the country and Canada who are submitting. And speaking of comedy, now I know this is a show about comedy, it's supposed to be funny and blah, blah, blah. But apparently, now I don't even know where I stand on it, to be honest with you. Louis C.K., who got in a lot of trouble because he was exposing himself to women over the course of his career, and then he would masturbate in front of them. And, you know, which is, first of all, that's your thing. That's go right ahead. And if it's, if you say it's all right, if they say it's all right, if everybody's acknowledging it, go right ahead. And that's fine. But apparently he did it a few times and exposing himself to people who didn't want it, which is a crime. It really is. I mean, you can be arrested for it. And he went in and he got a show canceled and his tour date stopped and his movie got canned and all this stuff. So he's kind of paid the public toll, at least in some manner. Not, and again, I don't know how I truly feel about it. Now, he was recently at Giggles, which is a comedy club just north of Boston. And it's a great club. And he dropped by and did a set. There's so much controversy about him playing, you know, just going up and doing a set, about how it's disrespectful, how, and everybody's bringing up how Boston is supposed to be like a boys club. Boston hasn't been a boys club. Now, and I've been in the business almost 30 years. And I can say when it was mostly men. And there were a ton of funny women, a ton of women closing. Shit, Wendy Liebman was burying it here. Maria Falzone was burying it here. Everybody was kicking ass here. So it wasn't really a boys club, but people would always say that. And my thing is, again, if you're funny, get on the stage, do your job. And that's all I care about. I don't care if you're a man, a woman, or what, you know, I don't care. Transgender, I don't care. If you're funny, do it. But do I think Louis C.K., do I think any comic should be, you know, their career should be ruined? Not necessarily. And I mean, I was even against Kathy Griffin. First of all, Kathy Griffin did, you know, that thing with the whole Trump head beheading thing. I know she did what she did, but should she never work again? No. And I'm conservative. I would never say that. I would say let it be dictated by the market. Let the market dictate if you're going to get work again. And that's the simple reason. You know, she didn't do a crime. You know, she wasn't arrested, but she paid a price in the court of public opinion, which I think is a bullshit thing, but it still is there. But if Louis C.K. wants to play Giggles, or he wants to play Boston, or you know, because he's from here, he was killing it here. I just don't understand the whole, I would never work. People are saying, I would never work there. These are people who've never worked there and then say, well, I wouldn't work there. You don't work there now. It's, you know, you're not working at a club anyway. So you think that they're going to lose any sleep, but you're not working? And there was this whole part of it about, well, you know, it's terrible that people, that they said specifically, women have to worry about pissing off the owner so they won't work there. Are you kidding? That's work. You can't piss off your boss. You really can't. If you piss off your boss, you don't have a job. You know, and entertainment is even worse than that. And it is. It's a business where there's a lot of egos. And I've been in it for a long time. There's a ton of egos. And, you know, my thing is good. Like, I don't play to any... I'm a nice guy, I think. I'm the nice guy in the business. I don't say anything bad about anybody. And I don't have anything bad to say. So I don't say anything bad. So that's just kind of the way it is. But, you know, if people say, well, you know, women in the industry, they can't work. They're afraid to piss off the bosses. They're afraid. You know, some agents are like that. That's the way agents are. Agents and bookers, that's the way it is. You have to build, you have to play nice. That's the game. You got to play the game. And sometimes, you know, just like any job, sometimes you got to, you know, you got to eat a spoonful of shit every once in a while. It just, that's kind of the way it happens, you know? And it's not unheard of that stuff like this happens. Sometimes you're afraid of your boss, and that happens. It just... Oh, no. Oh, no. Are you kidding me? No way. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Hello,
Jesus.
Mark.
Hi, Jigsaw.
I want to play a game.
I know. It's October. You want to play a game?
This isn't a word game.
It's not a word game. What is it?
It's a rhetorical question game.
A rhetorical question?
And you're going to play whether you want to or not.
I don't want to. I'm in the middle of the monologue.
Guy.
Oh, jeez.
The choice is yours.
Fine. Let's just do this. I'll answer your rhetorical questions. Here we go.
If you ate pasta.
Yeah.
And antipasta.
Yeah.
Would you still be hungry?
What? Are you...
If you throw a cat out a car window...
Which I wouldn't do.
Does it become kitty litter?
No, stop it. No, come on. We got to get PETA phone calls now. Stop it, Jigsaw.
If the Energizer Bunny attacks someone, is it charged
with battery? Yeah, battery? I get it. That battery. Shut up. Get out of here. He's got a smile on his face. You can't even see him now. He's evil. You're an evil man.
What happens to the first six ups?
What? The first... Oh, Seth!
What happens if you get scared? Half to death. Twice.
If you get scared half to death twice, because you die and you're out of a job.
Why is a woman's prison called a penal colony?
Stop it. That is very insensitive. You are being insensitive right now.
Why is a person who plays the piano called a pianist?
Yeah.
But a person who drives a race car?
No.
Not called a racist.
Yes, you are an ass. That's just being intolerant. This is social justice war is going to get you.
In the word scent, which is silent, the S or the C?
What? I don't, probably both. I don't know. Maybe both.
How many surrealists does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many surrealists does it take to screw in a light bulb? A surrealist? Let me think about that. Hold on. It's like a surrealist.
A fish.
All right, get out of here. You know, he didn't even bring his machete this time. You are an ass, man. You're just a... Get out of here. Nobody... It's all right, the fish. He's just staring at me. He's not even leaving. It's insane. Just... Ow. I hate that laugh box. I hate the laugh box. Get out of here. I know it's October. Stop staring. Would you leave? Would you please? I got to finish. I got to take our break. I'll see you. Jesus Christ. Oh, Jigsaw. It's always October. Every Wednesday he comes in. Usually he doesn't bother me for a while, but it's October. All right, guys. Well, that's the opening monologue. I'll tell you what. We're going to take our first break. In the break, I actually pre-produced a little killer poker game for you. It's what if serial killers all got together to play a little poker game? I'll tell you, after that, we'll come back, and I'll tell you what's going on for the rest of my... Rest of my thing. You listen to Radio Air Regardless. We'll be right back.
This is Ebenezer Scrooge, and although it's fairly warm now, winter is coming. And when it does, be sure to see me on the Salem Christmas Trolley. Tickets are $30 each, and there's plenty of shows so that I get to torment all of you. But feel free to pay for the ticket and not show up, because less bodies, more money. And until I see you on the trolley, this is Ebenezer Scrooge wishing you a humbug.
It's great to see you all for the annual poker game. It's going to be a very busy weekend for everyone, so it'll be nice to have some downtime with each other. Chucky, did you bring the chips?
I brought the salsa. It's legendary.
Well, Pinhead, I brought the pretzels.
Who ever heard of pretzels and salsa?
Nobody told me there'd be salsa.
You know that Ghostface and I are gluten-free.
And I'm vegan.
You can still eat pretzels, Jigsaw.
No, I can't. I'm raw as well.
There's plenty of food for everyone. Besides, I was talking about poker chips. Michael and Jason should be here soon. Let's just count out all the chips.
Is there a buy-in?
Yes, $20.
I may be a little short.
How much do you need, Jiggy?
$20.
What the fuck?
Language, Charles. You may be a killer, but you don't have to be a savage.
I know you're all zen now, but some of us still lose their patience.
You might want to try meditation. I listen to an MP3 of a brook in a meadow.
That sounds nice. I wish I had the time.
Hey, Michael, Jason, what's new, guys?
Right.
Well, come in, take a seat, we just started.
Jason, did I hear that you just got a book deal?
I'm seeing someone.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
The girl from Starbucks?
No, Target.
I'm still on eHarmony. I think I should change my profile pic.
Christian Mingle seems to work well. Let me see your profile. Dude, you don't use that one. It looks like you photoshopped your ex out of the picture.
I did. It's the only one of me smiling.
No phones at the game, man. Is that your old lady? Come on, guys, really?
Hey, Jason. Did you do those webisodes where you pranked the guys fishing? That was epic, man.
Are we playing or not?
I'll deal.
Can I get a cut? Very funny, asshole.
Frederick.
Sorry, Ghost, but Chucky's being a dick.
You can take it. It's just a little slice.
This sweater was a gift.
Guys, can we just play? I feel lucky. I'll take 2 cards.
I'll take 3.
Jason, how many cards do you want? No, I can't give you 5. No. How many? Ugh, why don't you just say how many? Dude, I'm sorry. Jason, just explain to him. Come on, guys. I didn't mean... Oh.
Not cool, Charles. You know they're sensitive about their speech impediments.
Look, guys. Not that I want to. But I just got a text from the Target girl. And she wants to hook up tonight. I told you, I felt lucky. Enjoy the holiday.
What the fuck? He took my 20. Get back here, Jigsaw.
Language.
Well, this was fun. There's only the 3 of us now. Anyone up for hearts?
What the fuck, Pinhead?
I couldn't help it.
Language!
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And that was a little killer poker game. It's just my version of what serial killers would get together and start playing poker. I think it's funny. It's 9:25. We took up the whole half an hour. And again, when I do these shows by myself, I only do about a half an hour. Usually when I have a guest, I have an hour. But it's been the fall, so I've been a little lax about getting people. But over the Christmas holiday, I tend to grab more people, and I'm going to send more dates out. And I got to send this out to my friend Paul Kravitz. He just started his Paul Report again. His last show was just last Thursday, actually. So I think he's got another show coming out Thursday. And he's been doing the shows, and he's starting to get good. And, you know, he's starting to get back into it. And he's got a lot of things to say. So let me tell you where I'm going to be this upcoming weekend so I can go through this. And then we can put it all to bed for you guys. Tomorrow night, Thursday, October 25th, I am going to be on the trolley most of the day. And then tomorrow night, I'll be at the Kowloon doing a fundraiser up in Saugus, Mass. Friday, I'm doing, oh my God, the Salem Spirits Trolley. It is so fun. If you've never done it, it is the most fun. Like, I love doing it. I love hosting it. We stop at the Cidery, Far From the Tree Cider. We stop at Deacon Giles Distillery, and we stop at Notch Brewery, and we get you on a trolley. I tell you about some history, some anecdotal stories, and we sample these things too. You actually drink the equivalent of about two and a half drinks, but we're there at these places for like 25, 30 minutes each, so you can have another cocktail there, and people always do it, and they have such a good time, and myself included. I love, to be honest with you, I love doing it because I love showing off. I love showing off how cool Salem is. And these are cool places. They're cool things to do. And that's why I absolutely love to do it. And you can probably, I think we have one or two. This one might be sold out. But I think we have, we only have one more and it's the end of the season. But go to SalemFoodTours.com and then you can check out that. Actually, I didn't play the promo. Here's what I'll do. Let me take our second break and then you can hear about that. And then I'll tell you where else I'm going to be. Let me do that because you're listening to Radio Regardless. I'll figure it out. I made a mistake. I'll work it out.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at SalemFoodTours.com.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Air Regardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Regardless. And that was the promo I was supposed to do before you started going through the thing. But that's fine. But yeah, Salem Food Tours, which my wife runs, and she does an amazing job. She's been so busy with accommodating so many of the guests. And again, I love doing that because that's her brainchild, but I love doing it because we both kind of like showing off Salem a little bit. And a lot of people come for the witch stuff, which to me is interesting, but it happened so long ago. And you know, but it is about Salem becoming an important place. And it's not just that. It's like, then I got my comedy festival coming up in Salem. So I really like to brag about Salem and how not just, you know, hey, guess what? We hung 19 people 400 years ago. It's more than that. And there's a great food scene and there's a lot of things to do culturally. There's a lot of things to do. There's a festival every single month, you know, different festivals, and from the film festival to the arts festival, to the comedy festival, to the food festival, to the spice festival. There's so, witches are, Jay said, witches are so yesterday. They are. How doth you plead with my mouth? That's how I plead. Anyway, so tomorrow night I'll be at the Kowloon doing a fundraiser. Friday I'm doing the Salem Spirits Trolley during the day. And then at night, I'm doing a couple shows at the Ghost and Legends, so Jack will make his comeback there. Saturday night, I'm doing a couple more shows for the Ghost and Legends trolley. And again, you can go to my website, check out the links for all that stuff. And then Sunday, I'm doing some more shows at the Ghost and Legends trolley. So I've got so much stuff, but I always try to stay busy. But if you guys, and we do have a show next week, it'll be Halloween next week. So who knows, maybe Jigsaw show up, maybe Jason, maybe Freddy. Who knows who's going to show up. But as always, if you want to be a guest or leave a question or comment, radioirregardless@gmail.com, 978-219-9294. Next week is Halloween. We'll see you guys. Have a great week.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just one more time,